Your dreams are bigger, bolder, and more badass than the life you're living now, but something just keeps getting in the way. Join certified coach and former therapist Diane Wingert for the Driven Woman podcast. She'll show you how to get rid of whatever is holding you back so you can stop spinning your wheels and up-level your life. Get ready to hop in and buckle up. This is the Driven Woman podcast, and we're heading for the fast lane.
Well, hey, Driven Woman, and welcome back. You know, you've probably heard me say this before, but one of my favorite client compliments is being called the speaker of uncomfortable truths. I love that so much. And one of the uncomfortable truths that I'm super honest about is that launching, growing, scaling, and sustaining a profitable business that you actually like running is not easy. In fact, it's hard. We need to work on our skill set. We need to work on our mindset. We need to work on our habits. And that's not the message that you are hearing from most other business coaches and consultants. There's a whole lot of people on the interwebs who are saying launching a business, getting to six figures, creating passive income is easy. It's fun. Everybody can do it. All you have to do is buy into their program and follow their proven system. Well, the reality is only about 3% of people who do actually get the program promise. And that's not what people want to hear, but that's what you're going to hear from me. And one of the things I love so much about this interview with my client, Pam Peterson, is that she makes it very clear that working with me was not always easy. It was challenging in many respects, but I am proud of that. I do not want to enroll anyone in a belief that they're going to be insta-famous, insta-successful, that they're not going to really have to do much but set up a groovy website and wait for the cash to start rolling in. It's just not true. There's a lot of people out there that have made themselves multimillionaires selling others on that promise, but they haven't been able to deliver it. And I do not want to set people up for false expectations and failure. So it's one of the reasons why I actually do not interview my clients for these client success story episodes until several months after we have finished working together. You know why I do that? Because I don't just want to help people make progress while they're working with me. I want to set them up for the kind of success that they can sustain on their own after they have finished working with me. So we are going to get up into it with Pam. We're going to talk about the challenges we had. We're going to talk about the deliverables we were able to create and the incredible progress she made in just 12 weeks and what she's been able to do with all of it since. Are you ready? Let's do it. So today I am joined by my good friend, Pam Peterson. And I call her my good friend, even though she's my client, because I invite the people to work with me that I would choose as friends. And I'm 100% confident we will have an amazing outcome. And I'm pretty sure we did. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Diane. I'm honored you are referring to me as a friend and not just a paying customer.
Well, absolutely. And you know that this episode is a client success story. And I find with some of my clients, they say, oh, I don't really know if I'm ready for that yet. I don't really know if I would call myself a success yet. And I totally get that because we tend to be high achievers with great big dreams, visions, and goals. So we're always moving towards something ahead of us. But you have made a lot of progress in just a few months. So that's what I want to focus on, like the before and after, and more importantly, what is ahead for you. So where would you like to start?
Well, I might just start right there with one of the things I learned with you along the way was certain limiting beliefs. And I don't know if you probably remember, but when you asked me to do this interview, I was like, me?
I remember.
I'm those old beliefs, like I'm not smart enough or not good. I didn't do a good enough job. And, you know, secretly, I totally wanted to be interviewed by you after we worked together. It was like one of my little secrets, like, ooh, maybe she'll ask me. But I literally never thought you would. And so I like cried about it. Mm-hmm. And it was really... And even
like donkey cry or grateful cry, or what kind of cry are we talking about?
Grateful cry. Yes. Okay. And yeah. And even though I feel like even though we only worked together for 12 weeks, during that time, I was able to really look at some of those beliefs, you know, and learn to like change the narrative, you know, but I was like kind of caught off guard. Like, oh shit, I thought I kind of did some work there, but she got me. Like, I'm still thinking, you know, about those worthiness issues.
You know what? But I'm really glad you brought that up, Pam. I'm glad we're actually starting this interview with that, because you know that I work with high ability women, high achieving women. You have a master's degree. Nearly all of my clients have a master's degree, a PhD. They're physicians, they're college professors, they're lawyers. And you would think that people who are highly educated, who have achieved a lot in their life, and who are like legitimate badasses on top of it because of the things we've been through personally, you would think that that would just completely eradicate imposter complex, insecurity, self-doubt. It is just like an ongoing thing. And I remember hearing from Denise Duffield Thomas in a live event I went to of hers, where she said, it's never going away. In fact, what she teaches is new level, new devil. Yeah. So every time we rise up to our next level, the next level of limiting beliefs is going to be there to greet us. So oddly, that is comforting to me, because I realize the fact that even though I've been working on myself for such a long time, and I'm still working on myself, that doesn't mean I didn't get it right or I didn't understand the assignment. That is the assignment.
Yeah.
And I think you have a much better understanding of that as well. So let's go back to where you were when you first decided to hire me. You already had your degree. You were already a certified health and wellness coach. You already had a lot of experience and expertise working with chronic back pain, but you didn't really feel like you had a legitimate business. So let's go back and talk about where you were at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, after I got my master's, I went and worked at a hospital as a wellness coordinator for nurses and medical staff. And I lasted about 10 months. And by the end of those 10 months, I was on an antidepressant, Xanax, and Ambien, because, you know, the wellness coordinator was stressed out. It was the environment. It was, so I quit that job and realized that there's no way I could work in corporate. And then the pandemic happened. And so there was this year, you know, year and a half of like kind of floundering and having absolutely no structure, no, you know, like interaction with people. And I got kind of depressed, and I actually saw a psychiatrist. And I was diagnosed with ADHD, and since then, I haven't really like grasped onto ADHD as like an identity, because I used to think my husband had ADHD. And I recently learned that people who have trauma exhibit very similar traits to ADHD, forgetfulness, you know, we kind of, you know, put things off, you know, you think you're lazy and you're all this stuff. So I didn't, it's like, is it my trauma? Is it ADHD? I don't give a shit what it is. How do I get out of this? You know, how do I work with it? And literally 2 weeks after I talked to the psychiatrist, I heard you on a podcast and you were talking. I don't even know what you were talking about, but I was like, who is this shit talking, confident sounding, you know, like just outgoing, intelligent woman. Like, that is my kind of woman, you know, let me contact her. And I did. And yeah, and that was kind of our start.
You know, it makes so much sense that you did not like corporate.
Yeah.
Because you're super creative. I mean, take one look at your hair. You know that you're creative. But also because you have ADHD, when you stepped away from the corporate workplace, you also lost the accountability, the structure, the support, the socialization. I think a lot of people are realizing, as much as they may have hated their job, they so benefited from the structure and the habits and the routines and the social life. And that was a lot of what we were putting in place for you, because you would sporadically create incredible things for your business. You'd go through these bursts of enthusiasm and then you wouldn't go back to it again for a while. And I think for people with ADHD, as well as creatives, the consistency that we actually need to create to have a successful business can be a hard sell. How do you think you are dealing with that now that our coaching engagement has come to an end? Have you been able to maintain the habits of consistency that we put in place? Because that's always something that I'm concerned about. And a lot of people are actually afraid to invest in expert coaching because they say, oh yeah, sure, I'll be able to do great things as long as we're working together. But what about after?
Right. No, it's been horrible. I've fallen flat on my face.
Oh no. I gotta tell my editor, please make sure you take this part out.
No, actually, I was pretty terrified of that. You know,
I probably told you that.
I don't know.
Yes,
if
you did.
Remember.
You did. Yeah. Towards about 9 weeks, 10 weeks, you were starting to freak the fuck out a little bit because you're like, oh my God, what's going to happen when this is over?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So maybe I should go back and like just say some of the learning, the valuable sort of learning lessons were, you know, those deep beliefs that I had about myself. I had to really confront those. And it was work. Like every session was kind of scary and kind of hard. And like, I didn't expect that, you know, like the first session, like one of the first things you said was, so what's your exit strategy? Because I had still had my Pilates business and it was comfortable and it was easy, but I wasn't valued. I wasn't being paid. People were taking advantage of my time. Like, but I was dealing with it.
But you know, but that wasn't it. You know, the reason why I asked you what your exit strategy was, it's because you were trying to do two businesses at the same time and you weren't giving either one of them enough love to actually be a real business.
But still, that was one of the, like the bonuses was like, oh, I really am kind of, you know, settling. So but that was really, a you know, the point is like there were really challenging, you know, sort of challenges that you gave me.
I am a little bit confrontational. It's part of my strategy.
It was so refreshing. I am so tired of, you know, people glossing over sort of reality. Like for you to just tell it like it is so refreshing. And it's not for everyone. And I had done a lot of work already before I was able to hire you. You know, like so you sort of instilled that also that I have agency and sort of autonomy. Like you wouldn't say, do it this way or do that. It's like, here are your options. What's going to work for you? So I learned to like take ownership and stop, you know, using the excuse of, oh, well, my executive function, or I just can't get it together. It's like, no, you know, I can. And you know, I remember one session we did all about my values and like, I keep saying like, I don't know what's going on with that, but
you're turning into a valley girl now that, you know, that's I've moved back to California.
You bring it out of me, Diane.
I guess.
San Francisco, everybody.
I'll just own that.
Yeah. So I got clear about my values. I got clear about like that. I have agency and control over my choices in life, you know, it was just validated. It's like I knew a lot of that, but you know, you would just sort of reinforce and reinforce.
I don't play. And I think it's, you made a really good point that I have another client who said, I've worked with 4 previous coaches before I was ready for you.
Wow.
And I thought, yeah. Oh, and I realized, you know, a lot of people build a business by telling people what they want to hear. Yeah. But I'm in a stage of my life, Pam, where I know that life is precious and none of us knows how many days we have left. So I don't want to waste a single moment of my yeah. time or yours. And if yeah. I can not beat around the bush, if I can just go direct and tell you, this is what you're doing, this is why it's not serving you, you can keep doing it. Yeah. I respect your right to choose that, but this is what I suggest you consider from among the other options. And mm-hmm. you, there were times where you were like, uncomfortable, but I think yeah. because I held you to a higher yeah. standard than you had been accustomed to holding yourself. And right. what one of the reasons why I'm not a therapist anymore is because sometimes as a therapist, I would see that if the client had a lower view of themselves, I had to kind of drop down and join them in that view so that we mm-hmm. would be aligned. Mm-hmm. I don't do that anymore. I hold the space for you mm-hmm. to raise yourself up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And even if it was uncomfortable, time after time, I saw you do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I mean, the time we worked together was a challenging time in my life. I don't know if you remember. My cat was diagnosed with diabetes. It was the holidays. Those are always like triggering. I had a 23andMe and found some crazy drama about my family. I'm not going to, you know, mention it. So there was a lot of stuff going on. And then I was at the same time asking all of these really important, hard questions to try to get myself out of this 3-year lull of what am I doing? You know, I'm floating, I'm floundering. Am I lazy? Am I crazy? Am I stupid? You know, what, right? And so I did, but at each one of those moments, you know, the time I can remember most is you'd help me pick my niche, which is helping women with chronic pain with a, you know, 3-prong approach, mental well-being, neuroscience and strength and conditioning.
Specifically chronic back pain.
Well, chronic pain. I've okay. opened it up. Chronic okay. pain is chronic pain. Okay. And we picked my platforms. I'm going to do, you know, YouTube and TikTok. And I began writing my program and I started floundering there. Mm-hmm. And you were like, all right, bitch. You need
I
to
did
leave.
Not call you a bitch, okay?
No, you did not. No, you did not. But, you know, in a friendly yeah, yeah. way. That's my language.
Okay.
That's how I heard, you know, it's like, all right. She's holding me to it. You encouraged me to, you know, get going with the business side of it. So I picked my client management software, got my invoice and my contract and my, you know, but my bank linked up. And oh my God, that was so empowering because it was like, cool, I could take a client right now. Like I'm set up.
That was the whole point because what yes. I've seen with so many coaches and consultants in particular, and I did this too, Pam, which is why I was not about to let you do it on my watch, mm-hmm. is yep. that we can literally waste years
right.
honing our niche, figuring yeah. out which social media platform, choosing our brand colors, getting clear on our messaging and our language, deciding which client records management platform is the right one. I mean, there's so many options. There's so many opinions and there's so many people who want to tell you they know the way. You could literally spend years and quite a few dollars. But I work with people for 12 weeks. That is not a lot of fucking around time. So you needed to make decisions even though you didn't feel 100% certain that you mm-hmm. were going to stick with them. And I remember that was a struggle. But as soon as you realized, you know, these 12 weeks are going to be over whether you use them well or not, you were like, shit, I got to get off the dime. And all of a sudden it was like deliverable after deliverable after deliverable. Right. And everything just started really coming through very quickly.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then that snowballed into, you know, just getting clear about the program. You know, and so I just like, I kept going. And I think there was also maybe one more time after I did all of the business side, I started kind of like doing it again, you know, falling back into those old beliefs.
Backpedaling.
Backpedaling, the lazy.
Doing the lazy backstroke.
I'm, you know, I'm a perfectionist, right? I'm not going to do this right. It's not going to
be good. It won't be good enough. Nobody will want it. Yeah. All the things.
Rejected, you know. All that stuff. but then you were like, you know what? I have this great idea for you, Pam. I think you should launch on your birthday.
You told me I'm turning 42 on this date. And I'm like, got her. Cause I knew you tell me if I'm wrong. Cause I'm always willing to be wrong.
Yeah.
You would have kept dithering around.
Oh.
Like we had your 6-week program mapped out. We had your 6-month advanced program mapped out. Yeah. All the pieces were in place. And I'm like, you know, you do know that you could sign up a client right now.
Right now.
Like, you know, I think it's time for me to go take on a few more Pilates clients. I'm like, no way.
The self-sabotage and the fear came.
It's just fear. It's just,
it's
when I say just, I know just is not a small thing. It's a big thing, but everybody experiences it. And there's only one way out and that's through.
Yep. So, okay. So, but this is funny because I kind of forgot about the birthday goal, you know.
How can you forget your own birthday?
Whatever.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, whatever. Got distracted. I don't know. And then it was like, oh gosh, it was probably a month before my birthday. And I was like, wait a second. We decided I was going to launch on my birthday. I am doing this. And then I literally worked morning to night.
Yes.
So my 42nd birthday was spent, I barely slept that night. I was super stressed out. So thanks a lot, Diane.
You're so welcome. You are so welcome.
But it was
still be running in circles if we hadn't. Listen, tell me if this is not true.
Yeah.
You need a deadline.
Oh,
and accountability. And accountability. So I just gave you what you needed so you could show yourself what you're capable of.
You did.
I'm not sorry.
And I could have said no. I could have said
and
thanks.
And I'm not sorry.
Thanks, but no thanks. That's going to go down as like the most satisfying birthday ever.
I hope so.
It was a gift to myself. This is something I'm working on still in therapy is like self-compassion. You know, that's so hard to do. Thank you.
Well, you know what?
You cry at least once during this interview.
It's totally, it actually just makes you look all dewy and glowy and beautiful. But here's the thing. Most women have, well, maybe not most, but a significant percentage of women have some sort of trauma history.
Yeah.
And I don't think enough people really understand the effect of trauma when they're doing something as audacious as starting their own coaching or consulting business and putting themselves out into the world and essentially saying, I know what the hell I'm doing. I know what the hell I'm talking about.
Oh.
You should listen to me. You should read my words and you should consider hiring me. Like that feels scary on so many levels.
This is why I put it off for so long.
Of course. And if you don't have any accountability and there's no deadlines, even the ones you make with yourself, procrastination, perfectionism, and people pleasing will always fill the gap between where you are and where you think you need to be to press go. We just bypassed that and said, hey, wouldn't it be fun if we just launched on your birthday? And even though you're scared shitless, you press go anyway.
Exactly.
And you did.
Yep, I did.
And you did.
And, you know, I had my lead magnet ready. I had my client management record software. I had a landing page. I had all my socials set up with basic branding, you know, I'm tightening all that stuff up now and it's fine. I got started. That was the important thing. It wasn't perfect, but it got me going.
And so you got feedback on all that stuff. Cause I remember, as a fellow perfectionist and a word person, totally. Like I care about the words and I care about the words that my clients use. And I'm just curious about this, Pam. Did you feel any more secure and confident knowing I had already reviewed all of your wording, or were you still just as scared when you put it out there? Hey, it's Diane with a quick interruption to the episode because I've got a couple questions I just need to ask you. One, are you where you want to be in your business? Are you making the money you want to make, working the hours you want to work, seeing the clients that you want to see, and getting the income and impact that you went into business to get? And if the answer is no, what's holding you back? Why is there a gap between where you are and where you want to be? Do you know the answer? In my experience working with female solopreneurs, so many of them don't even really know what's standing in their way, and that is so frustrating. So I created a little quiz called What's Holding You Back? There's a link to it in the show notes. If this is you, please take the quiz. And if you do, DM me on Instagram at Coach Diane Wingert and let me know your results. Now, on the other hand, if you already know what's holding you back, if you already know what the obstacles are that are getting in your way from achieving the income and impact that you deserve and desire, then I don't want you to take the quiz. Forget about the quiz. Go directly to the other link in the show notes and book a consult with me. I may be the very coach, and this may be the year that you put all of that behind you and really have the business that you went into business to have. For everybody else, keep on listening. And if you find value in what you hear, don't forget to leave me a rating and review on Apple or wherever you're listening. Here we go, back to the show.
So I remember when we talked about what you introduced as habit stacking, so pairing your habits. And when you did initially bring that up, my initial reaction was like, ugh, like that sounds awful. Like, I don't want to do that. But that was like one of the first things that one of the first shifts that our work together had changed. And that is something that I'm grateful for every day. So the first thing I do in the morning is I go pee. And so what your advice was, take your medication, you know, right after, have your glass of water there in the bathroom. And so that's sort of my daily routine is going to the bathroom, taking my medication, contacts, coffee. Yeah. And it's great because it just cuts out any chance of forgetting, which then would lead to kind of lollygagging around and then like, oh, wait, have I taken it? I should take it. Wait, but this one other thing. And so that really starts off the day so consistently and well. So that is the first thing. And then with regards to the rest of my morning routine, my best friend and I, we live together and we exercise in the morning now. So we've been doing that for the past 4 months, like at least 4 days a week. And so we do Beachbody and it's just really fun because we do have the accountability of there's going to be someone waiting for you. So your butt better be up.
There's no right answer. I'm just curious. Yeah,
probably mixed. I mean, you know, I definitely was more secure because you helped me with that structure and validated that I'm not full of shit. You know, what I was writing and saying wasn't bullshit. So that was a huge piece. I mean, couldn't have done it without you. Oh. You know, really. But really, okay. I mean.
Well, you would have done it. You would have done it without me. But. Yeah. I believe it would have taken you a lot longer.
Yes.
And it would have probably been a lot more frustrating and you would have experienced a lot more doubt and embarrassment and shame and all that. It's like, I just want to speed up people's learning curves. And you've already done a really good job of explaining that it wasn't all fun and game. I mean, we laughed a lot. We still laugh a lot.
Absolutely.
But it is work to create a personal brand around your knowledge and expertise. Because, you know, when we work for an employer, we can hide behind the name of the institution or our supervisor or whatever. In my case, the agency I used to run or the Department of Mental Health or UCLA or whatever. But when it's you, Pam Peterson Coaching, Diane Wingert Coaching, there's nowhere to hide. It's you. And that's always a line that we have to cross that everybody's afraid of. But after taking these steps, I mean, what's been so impressive to me, and I also want to talk about all the steps that you've continued to take after we completed our 12 weeks, because you've been doing some really magical stuff on TikTok and YouTube, and I am no longer breathing down your neck and tapping you on the shoulder. So I want to know how you've been able to maintain the creative consistency and the structure and the accountability without having a coach that you're meeting with every week.
Totally. You know, I used to dread work, any kind of work. And one of the things you would always say to me is, but imagine when you're doing stuff that's aligned with what you want to be doing and your values and reaching people and working with people that you want to work with. And like that got my attention and my excitement. And that's exactly how it feels. The last time I've been able to sit down and work through the day and push myself and work on weekends and stay up and read was, you know, in grad school when I had all that structure and I was motivated. I picked that program, you know. But today, my husband is blown away. He will come downstairs from his office and I will ignore him because I'm in the middle of video editing or, you know, creating some, you know, my new blog or, and I'm just so, I'm having so much fun because, as you say, I'm running everything through my values filter. Mm-hmm. All of it lines up with what I want to be doing. So it's all intentional. I mean,
and
I'm lucky.
And it's your choice. It's your choice and too. Like there's no have to's.
No. And I don't have to fit some mold or some, you know, template. You encouraged me to just be me and I'm kind of loud and wacky and I change my hair every 4 weeks or, you know, like before I would be self-conscious about that or say, oh, well, I got to be more professional. And, you know, so I'm using my instincts and my intuition. And so while I still have issues with certain things like, you know, organizing or I'm not a pro at marketing, I've gotten help with, you know, YouTube videos or a friend, or I set my alarms now. If I just 30 minutes, I'm going to spend on this thing that's really boring. Or so I just have so many tools that I've been able to keep it up. And after our last session, you even sent me where to go from here. And so I still have that whole list that I'm working on, you know? So it's amazing. I can't believe how much fun I'm having, really.
Well, you have, the thing is that most of us tell ourselves, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to do next. I've never done this before. I'm not ready. I'm not qualified. I don't have the right credentials. Nobody wants to hear from me. Everybody else has already done it. I'm behind. Yep. I'm too young. I'm too old. I'm too loud. I swear too much.
Trainings.
I don't have the right, I don't look the part. And I worked in the healthcare system for many years. And I dare say there aren't a lot of people with rainbow hair there. But I'll tell you what, it's one of the distinct benefits to being a solopreneur is that there will be people who will be attracted to you because you don't look like other people who do what you do. And once they hear what you have to say and they realize, no wonder I never felt like anybody I ever went to about my pain got me. Mm-hmm. Pam gets me. That's the first step of any healing relationship, goodness of fit. So I think, you know, most of us need some kind of permission to actually lean in and leverage who we really are.
Yeah.
Because in all the professions, we have a lot of people telling us that's unprofessional. Don't do that. It's like, who made up that stuff? There's nothing unprofessional about having rainbow hair.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the things that you encouraged me to do was like partner with other professionals. You know, if I'm doing coaching around teaching someone about their, how their nervous system is involved in chronic pain and, you know, how to change their thoughts and beliefs. And why wouldn't I partner with somebody who's, you know, maybe providing, I don't know, acupuncture or physical therapy, or, hey, how about another chronic pain coach? How cool would it be if we just sit and share and talk about all the things that work? And some people are going to want to work with that person and some are going to want to work with me. It's, you know, so there's, it's just being okay with who I am and letting go of any of that competition. And, you know, so that has been something I've been slowly accepting. And
are you okay with talking about, I don't know if this is a person that found you or someone that was referred to you, but you said, I have this consultation and I'm having some concerns about it. Is it okay if I run this by you? Are you okay with talking about that?
Oh, totally. Totally.
Because I think that was a real turning point of awareness for you. You know, everybody in online business talks about your ideal client avatar and getting really clear on your target market and, you know, the typical who you help and how you help. And we did a lot of work around really getting crystal clear on your niche and who your ideal client was and put everything in place, and you're doing your marketing and everything is all set up, and you attracted a client. Only this client had some red flags. Let's talk about that, because that's like every coach's worst nightmare, that I'm literally going to do all this work to get a client, and then I'm going to be like, oh, not you. So please. So let's talk about that for a couple of minutes, because I think it's something that I haven't heard anybody else talk about in a podcast, but I know they're out there. Everybody attracts quote unquote bad clients. What we do next is really, really important.
Yeah. Well, you know, I sort of was ignoring my intuition about it. I had a little amnesia about who it is that I want to serve and I'm equipped to serve. And I kind of fell back into some of my people pleasing. Can't say no to this person.
I can save everybody.
Yes. I need to help this person. So there were so many facets to that where you asked me just the right questions to say, you know, wow, I didn't really use my discernment here. I, you know, I'm new in this particular business. I should just say yes to everybody, right? And one of the important things that I learned is that, you know, I need to start here and lay down the foundation for how I want this to go. So if I start trying to fix people that aren't willing to be helped, or, you know, take the wrong person who's not, then that's sort of going to probably set me up to keep doing that. And so I had to really go, oh, I'm going to slow down here and put on the brakes. So there was that, there was those sort of elements. And then there was another really deeper element, which was, you know, as a coach, we're helping people. And we often, as you said in that amazing episode about the difference between coaches and therapists, we don't get training on transference, countertransference. I just call it projecting also.
Over-identifying with the client.
Over-identifying, you know, as a kid growing up, I experienced trauma. I've always wanted to save the world. When I was a kid, I wanted to work at the World Health Organization or the CDC and reach as many people as possible, you know. And now I'm totally satisfied helping one person at a time. But when I brought that to you, I realized that I had been doing that in some of my coaching cases. And so I really took a deep dive into, wow, am I trying to save myself through these people? Am I doing a disservice, you know. It was pretty big. It was a big moment where I kind of had to, check myself. And one of the things that I fall back on is, or that I remind myself, is that I am doing the work on me. You know, whether it's through therapy and personal development, working with you, I am doing the work, you know, so I can recognize now if I'm doing the transference or projecting. So yeah, I learned to trust myself. I know who my target client is. I learned to not try to save the world. I learned to...
Boundaries.
Boundaries. Hashtag boundaries.
And also just dealing with the people-pleasing tendencies that all healers and helpers have. I have to really give you so much respect because we had worked so hard to put everything in place for this business so that you could attract paying customers. And this woman came and I just saw red flags flying, but it wouldn't have served you for me to say, Pam, you can't work with this woman for these reasons. Bada bing, bada bing, bada boom. Right, right. And I think what really helped you the most was encouraging you to trust yourself and tap into your instincts and your intuition and not be thinking, you know, I need to sign up a client. I need to get some money. I need to help this person because all those things are secondary. And you're right. What we attract and serve, we will attract more of because that person will refer and the universe will provide. And to be able to say no to someone that came to you for help, that you wanted to help for some right and maybe not such healthy reasons as well. And instead to say, let me hit the pause button, do some little more analysis of myself and my motivations and my standards and my boundaries and my values so I can not only say no, but feel really good about it and be even more equipped to attract the right clients that I am here to serve. You didn't skip a beat.
Yeah.
I really thought, I wonder if that's going to be a little bit of a setback. She's going to have to work her way out. But literally the next week, I'm like, you're all over TikTok. And I think you just were really ready for it. And you're absolutely right. I think I'm not for everybody. You're not for everybody. People who choose to work with me do need to be willing to do some real work. We're not just building your business. We're building you to have that business. And I think I saw you grow so much in just a few months and continue to grow even after our coaching engagement has concluded. So what is on the horizon for you next? What are your next big dreams, big goals, big plans?
Well, I built my website. I'm still sort of adding to it. That was a fun process, a resource page for people to utilize. And I'm right now testing out the program that we sort of developed together, and it's going really well. And at the same time, I'm working on now my next program. So I started with a sort of a shorter 6-week program, and because the approach that I use is unconventional, you know, mainstream medicine focuses on the physical body and tissue, and it's all about just treating the tissue. But we now know that the brain and our mind and mental well-being are a part of it. So the 6 weeks is enough to introduce somebody to these concepts, but also to give them some time to make sure coaching is right for them, make sure I'm right for them. Mm-hmm. I don't want to corner, you know, somebody into a long 6-month program or whatnot. So it's really exciting because we talked about how this could all sort of morph. So 6 weeks, I'm working on a 6-month, and then I'm going to work on a group coaching program. And then I'm going to work on a self-paced online program that's, you know, on demand. And hopefully then possibly go into doing corporate programs or things of that nature.
That's so ideal. Like we laid the foundation for all those things. I remember all the mind maps that we did. So yep. it's yep. perfectly clear, like, this is the introductory so program. They get to know you, you get to know them. For those that complete that successfully, want to go deeper, because chronic mm-hmm. pain is chronic. Mm-hmm. We both know. I've been living with it for yep. 30 years. You've been living yep. with it for many years. So for those that want to go deeper, and for those who want to go through it with others, and for those who need the skills but can't afford a coach, they have a DIY. That's really, to me, that's the ideal coaching business for a solopreneur is to lay out all the different levels so that you meet people where they're at financially, where they're at emotionally, where they're at with their time. And you can serve the people that you're called to serve where they're at through those different tiers. It's awesome.
Yeah. And I think having all of these challenges, you know, who the challenge is to do this 6 months and then it's to do a signature online program. I think it's the definition of flow, really, is I'm using my values and my strengths and I have a challenge. And so it's no wonder that I am like every day, you know, having to take breaks because now I'm getting tension, chronic tension headaches because I'm not listening to my body, you know?
Well, because now that you're doing what you really want to do and what you've been wanting to do, it can be, we can get a little bit too into hyper focus and forget that you have a husband and you have pets and you have the rest of your life to live. So you probably want to knock off nights and weekends, but I couldn't be happier for all the success that you've created and that you continue to create now that you really know what you're capable of. So I'm a huge fan. I love seeing you show up online as who you really are, unapologetic, because the people who are looking for someone like you can finally find you now that you're finally out there.
Totally.
So thank you for being my guest today. Thank you for sharing all your juicy goodness with the audience. And I will make sure that we link folks in the show notes to Pam Peterson Coaching, to your TikTok channel, to your YouTube channel. And if there, I think you have a freebie for people who have chronic pain who want to start becoming part of your world. And we'll make sure that we have a link for that as well.
That would be great. Thank you so much, Diane, for everything. Okay. You're still leading by example, so I'm still following and learning and all that good stuff. So
it's the gift that keeps on giving.
And real quick, you always say, I'm like, stop giving me all these tips. I should be paying you, you know? And you're like, Pam, the insights, they'll never run out because it doesn't matter where you are in your life. There's always going to be something to...
The supply well of brilliance will never go dry. I have no fear of that for either of us. Okay, my friend, that's a wrap.
All right. Bye, Diane.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Driven Woman Podcast with Diane Wingert. Want more straight talk and strategy each week that will take you from spinning to winning? Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you won't miss a single episode. Then head on over to the Driven Woman free and private Facebook group community. See you there.